Well, we all heard about the bank bailouts, the TARPs, and we also heard about the legislation, the regulations that went in place to kind of avoid the meltdown, the crash that we had earlier that led to the recession we're still experiencing now. One Fed official, though, says we haven't solved the problem and some banks are still too big to fail. Luis Story joins us now, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. This is a Fed official who's president of the Kansas City Fed.
That's right. Thomas Hennick, he is really the strongest internal critic of what the Fed has been doing in the last few years. So, for instance, in 2010, every meeting when the Fed would get together and they'd vote on whether to keep interest rates down or whether to increase them, he was the lone dissenting voice saying, we can't have this easy monetary policy for too long. He's warning that, you know, it would lead to speculation. Now he says when you look at these rising commodity prices, he says that's partly due to the Fed's long, low interest rates. But what he said yesterday, which was really interesting and had some people, you know, on Wall Street talking and had some other people just kind of laughing because people think he's a little out there. But he said that
renegade.
The banks, renegade,
yeah,
maverick,
that's right.
He said the banks should be considered public utilities, that because we bailed them out, banks like Citigroup and Bank of America should be considered like government entities that can't do risky activities and only can do simple banking.
And this is an issue that he's talked about before. He's published papers that have drawn a lot of criticism on this idea of too big to fail. But his theory is that we will always bail out these big banks, and therefore we cannot consider them to be independent commercial entities.
That's right. And he cites a lot of data. He says, for instance, he's measured the borrowing cost of these big banks that now have the implicit government guarantee versus other banks. And he says, for instance, with these big banks, they get to borrow now at a 3.6% discount over a 7-year period from other banks. So he says you can see there that they're getting these advantages in the market. And he says as long as they have this public purse behind them, they will be incented to just do riskier and riskier
things. Of course, the banks would say, hey, people need to trust us. And of course, they're going to trust us if the Fed's always going to bail us out and we aren't regulated. He says just the opposite. The more we're regulated, the more you can trust them. Of course, the banks don't go along with that.
Right. I mean, and the other point he makes is, you know, something he said in February, which was very pithy, was he said capitalism without losers does not work. So he's
right.
Really talking about the essence of our market economy. And, as you know, he's concerned about what we're setting up with this crisis.
Well, he's certainly gotten a lot of attention for it. And most of that has been negative attention of people arguing against his points. But are there people actually looking and saying, hey, he has a point. This is something that we should do?
Well, you know, the closest person who has advocated views to this would be Volcker, you know, who
Former Fed Chairman Paul Volcker,
1980s.
Yeah. Right.
Volcker was the head of the Fed. And then, you know, early in the Obama administration, he was a high ranking advisor to Obama. But he's faded a bit from the policymaking view now. Other than that, you know, most people within Wall Street and a lot of policymakers in Washington just view this as fait accompli. You know, the banks were saved, but they think that private enterprise should be able to operate, you know, as it wants to with some regulation. And there's not been a big push to really cut these banks down to smaller size.
One Fed in Kansas City going rogue. That's Luis Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.